Yeah, the procession is taking place in Wootton Bassett in order to raise awareness about what is actually taking place in Afghanistan. It's not about a couple of bodies coming through Wootton Bassett, you know, which have been sent there by the British government. It's about the tens, you know, even possibly 100,000 people who have been murdered by the foreign policy of the British and the Americans in Afghanistan through indiscriminate air raids, through the agencies, you know, via the CIA and the ISI, who have orchestrated bombing campaigns in public places and then blamed the people who are trying to liberate their land. And of course, you know, the torture and the abuse which is taking place, for example, in Bagram Air Base. These things must be brought home to the British public. I think that if they're made aware about it, they'll put pressure on their government to withdraw their forces, which is our ultimate objective.
The Guardian's Stephen Morris tried to find out what sort of reception they're likely to get.
What do you think of this march?
I don't think very much about it at all. If they want to go and march somewhere, they can go back to Afghanistan and march there. I spent 44 years in the Air Force. You know, I support what our troops are doing, and I don't support what they want to do, particularly here.
It's a little bit spiteful to pick a town which is looking after its own people.
One of the reasons, although it may be a relatively minor one, for fighting in Afghanistan is to preserve our national freedoms, which include marching and protesting. It's a little ironic that they want to particularly do it here when it might be better directed to Downing Street.
I don't necessarily agree with it, but, you know, they're entitled to do what they want to do, I suppose. But it seems that it's more political than it is that it should be.
Well, the town has always tried not to be political.
Well, I think so. I think they turn out because they pay their respects.
And what do you think the town will do if this march does go ahead?
What will they do? I would like to think they would totally boycott it.
There's nothing they can do. The police won't enforce anything, so they're quite entitled to do it. But why have they picked here? That's the thing.
It's a no-win situation. If people oppose it, they get a lot of publicity. If we don't oppose it, they get a lot of publicity. So, sorry they're coming.